Okay, let's get into the next parak, Tehillim, Parak Pei Gimel, 83. And this is, in three words, Tfilah Be'es Tzara. The Jew, the Meshorer, is surrounded by enemies that want to destroy him, and he cries out to Hashem, save me. Right? That is really the parak. This parak is similar to other prakim in that sense. Back at Mizbar Parak Ayin Tes, also we had Bo Goyim Menachal Asecha. That was specifically, clearly, about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because it spoke about Timu Aseichal Kachecha. This parak is not clear exactly which tzara it is talking about. The Rishonim, the Radak, says maybe it's talking about the Melchama in the days of Yehoshaphat, when some of the nations came and fought Seir, Ammon, and Moab. The problem is that there are 11 nations mentioned in this parak. So to say it's about a specific event that we know of, we don't have any specific record of a time when all the nations ganged up, so to speak, wanted to destroy us. But that's what this is. This parak is about the Jew that surrounded Tfilah Be'ei Tzara. If you look in the Das Mikra, right, he notes that this parak discusses that they all got together. All the nations surrounding the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, got together and said, let us all try to destroy. Right? That's happened in modern times when the nations surrounding Israel wanted to fight. But that's what this parak discusses. Makifim, the Das Mikra says, because Ivan Makifim may show me call Abaruchotz from all four sides, Edom and Yishmael from the south, Moab and Ammon from the east, from the northwest, Sor from the southwest, Plishtim, but Kashela Amod al Seder. It's hard to know exactly in the order that the nations are mentioned, but it seems to be describing some type of event. It has to be somewhere, maybe in the days of Shaul HaMelech, but you can't make it too early because it says in the parak that Hashem, please do to them like you did to Sisera and the Melchemes Midian and Gidon. So it has to be somewhere between the times of Gidon and Sisera and the days of Chizkiyahu, right? That's really the last time that it might be. There are those, the Das Mikra suggests, that say maybe it's just a model tefillah and it's not about a specific event. Maybe Shalom Nomar Hamizmar Meikara Amora Mesuyam She'ira B'Yom Min Hayamim She'kol Agayim Aniskarim B'Mizmar Karsu Bris LaHashmides Yisrael Ela Mizmar Hu Tefila Shalaviyam B'nei Asaf HaYomer Mosat Tamid Beis Hamikdash. This is one of the tefilas that they said in the Beis Hamikdash, davening that B'nei Yisrael should be saved from all their enemies that often throughout history surround us and want to destroy us. But it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like there was a specific event, and then it's generalized as every parak of Tehillim is. But that's the in terms of the nature of it. Amalek is mentioned here. And again, the parak is about when all the nations want to destroy the Jewish people, right? Ki no atzu lev yachtov. They come together and they want to destroy. Rev Soloveitchik quotes from his father, who quotes from his grandfather, that Amalek... Really, this is in Divrei Hashkafa on page 217. He says, Amalek will only be totally eradicated when Mashiach comes, based on Rashi at the end of Parsha B'Shalach, Ki Yad Al-Kes Ka. Because, what does that mean? What do I mean? There is no Amalek today. Amalek eino ish mesuyam ha-mofiya al-habama b'mikre. Hamalek hu tamsis hara v'ha-avel. Adam Satan. The root of all evil, that's Amalek. And that's any nation, any person who believes in what we're going to read in this parak, l'chu v'nachachidei migoy v'lo yizachar shem Yisrael od. Anyone who says that, and we've had plenty of enemies who have said that in history, let's destroy the Jewish people so the Jew is never mentioned again. Sone Yisrael mufaku mizera Amalek. Amalek just spends his whole day trying to think of ways to destroy us. Rav Soloveitchik quotes again from his grandfather that maybe it's meduyik in the Rambam. Meduyik in the Rambam, that there are two types of Amalek. Because the Rambam says in Ilchus Malachim, in Perek Chamishi, talking about there's a mitzvah zaseh to destroy the seven nations. Hachrim tachrimim. And the Rambam says that mitzvah does not exist anymore because Sancherev was mevalbal the umos, v'kfar avdu v'avad zichra. Right? Their memory is no longer. Right? Those seven nations that were indicative and symbolic of a certain type of spiritual evil. But then the Rambam says, "V'chei mitzvah zaseh la'abed zera Amalek." The Rambam says, "The mitzvah zaseh to destroy the zera Amalek." Shemar timcha zecher Amalek. U'mitzvah zaseh lizkar tamid, to destroy them and to remember always what they did to us. Ma'isav haram va'arivaso k'dei la'orer evaso. We have to remember in order to remember what they did to get for us to get rid maybe the Zechira is like a siyug in order to be able to remember to destroy. But the Rambam does not end off there with Kfar Avad Zichram, for Kfar Avduv Avad Zichram. So why does Halacha Dalet, Perakei Halacha Dalet, have Kfar Avduv Avad Zichram and not Halacha Hey? So do you say one is Megal on the other? Or if Soloveitchik quoted from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, no, maybe there are two types of Amalek. There's biological Amalek, and they're not around anymore. That's Kfar Avduv Avad Zichram. But also, any nation who has as their charter this perek, when they say, L'chu v'nachachidei migoy, we have to destroy the Jewish people, so they have the status of Amalek. That's halachic Amalek, and that's why that's not Kfar Avdu Avad Zichram. There's still plenty of Amalek around in the world. Ada Yom Hazeh, Rachmana Litzlan. So now let's get into this perek, which again is about the Tefila Beis Sara. Maybe we'll talk about that concept at the end if there's some time. So, Shir Mizmar La'asaf. Again, it's Ola Mizmar. A shir, because we are talking to Hashem. Elokim al damilah, Hashem, don't be silent. Al techerash, al tishkot kale. Right? Three different words for being quiet. Please don't. Ki hine evecha yemayin, your enemies are roaring. Umisan echa nasirosh, and those that hate you have lifted up their heads. What do you mean, those that hate you? So many sources say, also, and we'll have it in two psukim from now, Hashem, because those who hate us hate you. Those who want to destroy us are really want to destroy you. Right? Rashi says this on Pasuk Vav, where the Pasuk says, Alecha, on you, Bris Yichrosu, against you they are having a covenant. So Rashi says there, Bris, or Eitzazu Eino Ela Alecha, Lashkiach Hashemecha. They want to cause your name to be forgotten. She'ena ta karu Elohim lahem elalanu. You're our God, Elohei Yisrael. Umeacher shalo yizacher shem Yisrael, af shimcha agadol in oniskar. If Elokei Yisrael, Elokei is only mentioned with Yisrael. If there's nowhere Yisrael, there's nowhere Elokei. So really, they're up against you. They're up against you. Rabbeinu Bachai says this also. Rabbeinu Bachai says this in Ha'azinu. Rabbeinu Bachai says this in Ha'azinu at the end of the Shira of Ha'azinu. The Pasuk says, right towards the end of the by Ashiv Nakam Litzarai, I will, Hashem says, I will take revenge from my enemies. Klomar, Ashiv Lem Gmul Kasher Asu LiYisrael. VaKadosh Baruch Hu Karam Tsarav. Hashem calls them his enemies. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy my enemies. What do you mean my enemies? Hashem Karam Tsarav. Ulamala His Kir Penya Nakremo Tsaremo. Uli Yisrael Yaskar Kinui Limetcha Kasuv, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Kitzaremo Shel Yisrael Heim Tzarav Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Those that are against, those enemies of Bnei Yisrael, are the enemies of Hashem. V'chein Timsa V'galos Mitzrayim, you'll also fight in Mitzrayim. B'Shira Sayam, what does the Shira Sayam say? Taharos Kamecha, Hashem, please get rid of those that go up against you. Kamecha V'yirai Lomar Kamenu, right? It should say Kamenu, those that go up against us. Doesn't say that. Aval kasav yorek yakamim aleinu kilu kamim alav yisalev. Zeu she'amar David HaMelech. And that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim Perek Gimel. Kinei oivecha yamayu numasecha nazirosh. Your enemies. Al amcha yirim musav yisatu al tzfunecha. Karah humos oivav. Umisanav yisparach. K'shemarim so. When they want to destroy us, when all enemies want to destroy the Jewish people, it's really they want to take God out of the picture. They want to take Hashem out of the picture because we are the nation of God. And if there's no nation, then there's no God. So that's what the pasuk says here. They're up against you. They're your misanecha. Al amcha yarimuso. They gather together to come up with plans against us. V'yisya atzu al tzfunecha. And they devise evil against those that are hidden with you. Tzfunecha. Amru, what do they say? Luchu, we quote them. Luchu v'nachidim migoy. We will destroy the Jewish people. V'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. There won't be, not only will we destroy, there won't be a memory of them. Nobody will remember. V'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. Ki no atzu lev yachdav. Because they have come together and done eitzah together. Right? What is the language of the Gemara in Sotah Yud Aleph? Three were ba'usa eitzah with paro. Three ba'usa eitzah. Alecha bris yichrosu. Right? On this phrase. On you, bris yichrosu, they have a covenant. What is this pasuk? Ki noas alev yachdav, they come together. Even those, there are so many nations that hate each other. But when it comes to being anti-Israel and anti-Jew, they come together. Soloveitchik also writes about that in Yemei Zikaron. He says, the United Nations, they can't get together about anything except one thing. There's one thing that is almost unanimous support, and that is when it has to do with the Jewish people. How do the Shabbos people? He writes there. He says, Tasbich ze magia ad ha absurd mamish. It's absurd how they fight about every, except against the Jews. He says against the Jews. He says that whenever there's one Jew that does something, all the Jews are responsible. Right? They put us together. They come together and put us together. Right? The issue of one Jew is the issue of all Jews. One Jew sins, the whole nation. Right? Mordechai and Haman. But that's the message here. The Malbim says, because we're about to quote nations that came together, that were near, that were far. They were all over. Why are they coming together? Right? If it's a political thing, it probably should be only people that are close. Why are they coming together and able to join forces? It must be because they're coming together because they have a higher purpose. A higher purpose, or we should say a lower purpose, because they're really fighting against the Jew and against what a Jew stands for. And that's the Tachlis Bias Kulam, says the Malbim, Hu Alecha. Shemekanim al Darim Elokuscha Ba'olam al Yidei Yisrael. Zeh Tachlis Amyucha L'Kulam. And that's how they're all coming. The Radak also, Radak says, Afo Pishayu Nuchamim Zeh Im Zeh Hagoyim Ha'ela. They all fight with each other. Ata Noatsu Lev Yachtav. V'karsu Bris Yachad. Right, they fought because they say that Hashem, you are not going to save them. This is what we mentioned in the past, Rabbi Shapiro, based on the Gemara in Zvachim. Rabbi Shapiro says at the end of the Seder, we say Shvo Chamascha. Right, we had this a couple of prakim ago. Shvo Chamascha el Agayim Asher Lo Yideucha. Pour your wrath against the Gaima, they don't know you. Shivcha Lo Karo. It's all in plural, and then it says Ki Achal as Yaakov. Ki Achal as Yaakov. Because when it comes to destroying Yaakov, consuming Yaakov, they all come together, right? He says that based on the Gemara in Zvachim, Kufta Zayin, where the Gemara describes there how the nations of the world came to Bilam Arasha in the days of when Maimon Har Sinai was taking place. And they say, Bilam, what's going on here? Is there a mabul going on? Is there a mabul? That's what they thought it was. K'shenitin Torah LeYisrael, hayakol kolo holich misofa olam atzofo. Hashem's voice was throughout the world. They were all very nervous. Amrushira, kulo, the whole world started singing. They think there's a mabul. Bilam says, no, Hashem promised no more mabul. They said, maybe there'll be a mabul of fire. Hashem just promised no mabul of water. So Amar lahen kfar nishba shinamashkos kol basar. Umakol ha'homon azesh shamanu. Amar lahem. Hashem is giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Hashem owes the Amo Yitain. Miyad Paschu Kulam Va'amru, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Bashalom. What exactly is the message? So Rav Meir Shapiro says, Yishayahu Navi says that there's going to be an amazing time during the Mos HaMashiach, all the animals are going to get along with each other, right? The sheep and the lions, everyone's going to lie together. Why is that such an amazing prophetic vision? It happened once before. It happened once before on the Teva. During the days of the Mabul, all the animals got along together. So what's Yishayahu HaNavi making such a big deal about the future? It happened once before. And Rav Meir Shapiro says, no, it never happened before. Because there's two types of Achdus. Achdus type one is the Achdus mitoch ein breira. Mitoch a common enemy. Mitoch, you want to survive, you better get along with each other. And that's what happened on the Teva. The animals didn't love each other. They didn't care for each other really deeply. But they wanted to survive. You're in the same boat, literally. So you better get along with each other. Yishayahu HaNavi is talking about a totally different type of Achdus. A time when there's going to be so much das in the world that even the animals are going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's going to be amazing connections of all the Bria working together in an idyllic fashion. That's Rav Igor Ze'evim Keves. That's what's in the future. The nations of the world see Maimon Har Sinai and experience. And they recognize that Yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They recognize the Achdus of Klai Yisrael. They said, is there a Mabul? Because they understand Achdus type one, the type of Ki Ochal as Yaakov, when they come together to destroy the Jewish people, when they come together, Ki Noatsu Lev Yachtov, as our pasuk says, Alecha Bris Yichrosu. So what does Bilam say to them? No. This is a different type of Achdus. It's an Achdus based on Torah. Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Ki Ishachad Belev Echad. And that type of Achdus is based on shared dreams and aspirations and wanting to live a life together as Avdei Hashem. So what do they say? Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Bashalom. That Shalom. Based on Hashem's bracha, so that's something that we never experience. But that's what this pasuk says. They come together. Ki noatzu lev yachtav. Alech b'rechzi roso. And here we go, starting the nations. Ahalei Edom v'yishme'elim Moav v'hagrim Gval v'amalek v'amon v'amalek Peleshes Yoshveit Sum Yoshveit Sar. All of these. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Gam Asher Nilva Imam. Right, 10, Asher is also Hayizroa Livnei Lot Sela, Bnei Lot, another one. So why does it say also Ashur, Gam Ashur. So Rashi quotes that back in Sefer Bereishis, we know the Medrash tells us that the Ashur, that nation, they ran away. They didn't want to take part when Klai Yisrael were coming in. Right, Emori, Girgashi, Shirashi quotes that the Medrash. But here, they came back. They came back to fight. Gam Asher, Rashi says, Af Asher, Shaya Nizhar Ad Hayom, Mishar Eitza, Sichla, up until now, they stayed away, but now, Azru L'ra. Gam Zeshahaya Misugal Mitchilaso, Maisim Tovim, Shepirish Me'atzas Nimrod, right? What does the Pazak say in Bereishis? Min Ha'aretz Ahi Yatza Ashur, Avu Chazalios Rasha. But he came back to be part of the Rishos. L'kach Neshtatev Imam L'hachrev Beisecha. Asher came back. The Radak also quotes that from the Medrash, but the Radak also quotes two other deos. Number one, Lefishihu Rachok Me'eretz Yisrael Yosher Mishar Agayim. They were far. They were northeast, I think, from Eretz Yisrael, Ashur. So even they came. They were far away. And then the Radak quotes his father, who says, Rabbi Yosef Kimchi, that maybe it means even Ashur. Ashur who witnessed Sancherev and 185,000 soldiers who didn't wake up in the morning, even after that experience of Yad Hashem, they're able to come and fight. Obviously, according to his father, right, this parak was written after the story of Sancherev. That's what he says. Gam, Klomer, Adayin Machzik Berishaso, Velo Zachar Mapalaso, Kishiyatza Malach Hashem, Vihikas Machaneyu. Wow. Ulpirusho, Aysa Malchamazu Achar Chizki Yo. So three deos, three opinions in Rashi and the Radak. What exactly does Gam mean? Also Ashur. Asay Lahem, so now comes the Tefillah. This is the Hashem. Please be, don't be silent. This is what they're doing. Do to them like Midian. Do to them what you did to Midian in the days of Gidon. Kisisra, what you did to Sisra in the days of Barak. What happened to Sisra and the Yael? Ki Yavin Benachal Kishon, what you did to Yavin Benachal Kishon when the Nachal Kishon flooded in the days of Dvorah and Barak. Nishmu be'ein Doar, they were destroyed like an destroy them like an Ein Doar. Rashi says, I'm not sure which war was Ein Doar. Was that in Gidon, Barak? Unclear. Hayadomin la dama. Let them be like domin, like dung. Let them be destroyed and stay in the field. Shisemo, nidivemo. Destroy and place their nobles, right? Their nadivs. Ke'orev ukize'ev. Remember these stories? Orev and Ze'ev we had back earlier in the in Shoftim. Orev and Ze'ev were also, Rashi quotes here, the stories and the other mafarshim quote the stories hearkening back to earlier times, right? Or if it's Ave, they were the kings of the Midian that Gidon defeated. Kuzevachu Chetalmuna, Konasichema, all their nesichim should be destroyed. Asher Armu, because they said again, Nir Shalanu, we're going to overrun Naos Elokim. What's Naos Elokim? Says the Radak Eretz Yisrael. Elokai Shisema Kagalgal. Hashem, make them like Galgal. Galgal is the, on the top of thorn bushes, there are these little twigs that break off, break them off. Kikash lifting off like straw that gets thrown in the wind. Ke'esh tivar yar, like a forest that's burning on fire. Ukilahavat later in, like a mountain that has flames on it. Kain tir defein besarecha. Hashem, chase them in your fire. Uvisufaska tefale. Remember, Bnei Yisrael is saying this at some point when they're surrounded by 11 nations. They all came together to fight. Malei Peneam Kalom Vivakshu Shimcha Hashem. Let them be embarrassed and shamed so that they will come. Vivakshu Shimcha. Right? The ultimate goal is not just to take revenge, but the Meshorer here says, let them, so they'll come to seek your name. So all the nations will come, right? Bayomahu Yiyeh, Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad for everyone. Yevoshu Yibahalu Adeah, let them be embarrassed forever. V'yachperu V'yovedu. And let them be shamed, and they will be lost. V'yedu, and then they will know who's the they, right? They might be referring to others. The Besudas David seems to say that it's talking about the others. After all of these nations are destroyed, so everyone else will recognize V'yedu, and the Besudas David, Az Yedu Akol Ki Ata Levadecha Shimcha Hashem Hamora Shemem Shalab Yadcha V'Enzul Asecha, or it might be they themselves. Right, v'yedu, as they're being destroyed, or maybe after, and some of them will come back, v'yedu, ki ata shimcha Hashem levadecha, elyon akal ha'aretz. Right, they will know that your name is alone, forever, and elyon again doesn't mean in space, but it means in quality, elyon akal ha'aretz. This is a tefillah be'eis sara. One of the messages of a tefillah be'eis sara is a recognition that it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'es Sara because that is a reflection of Emunah. Moshe Feinstein has a fascinating tshuva in Arachayim, Chelik Be'es Simen Chafei, whether non-Jews have to daven. but then I don't have to daven. And Rav Moshe says, no, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos Be'Noach, but Be'Esara, they should daven. And maybe they even need to daven. What do you mean? It's not in the Sheva Mitzvos Be'Noach. What do you mean they daven Be'Esara? Says Rav Moshe, yeah, it is. It's Avodah Zarah. It's a reflection of Emunah. If a Tzara is happening, I don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means I don't think that he's in charge. I don't think that he could cover and be part of what's going on and shape what's going on. That's where Moshe says that even non-Jews have a chiyuv to daven be'Sara because it's part of Emunah. And that's what this parak reflects, that even though it's a Jew at a time of Tzaras, it's a strong symbol of the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. Okay, we'll stop here.